All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Kuf Tes 109. 109, and we are picking up on 109 at the Mishnah. So we'll say, here we go. Says the Gemara, really beautiful sugya ahead of us today. Echad Kachim, so remember, we're still in the riveting discussion regarding Shchutei Chutz. Who ever thought that there was so much to talk about Shchutei Chutz? It's such a pleasant surprise, Baruch Hashem, to see that. And there's more. There's plenty more where this came from. You're going to see. So it says in the Mishnah, Echad Kachim Ksherim, Echad Kachim Psulim, Shahaya Pisulim Bakodesh. So we'll say, whether you're talking about Kasher Karbanos, Karbanos which are fit, Kachim Psulim, we'll say invalid Karbanos, Shahaya Pisulim Bakodesh. But when we speak about invalid karbanos, we'll say this means they were valid and they became pasul bakodesh. Look at Rashi, tap Rashi on the daf. Hoyel ubifnim im alu lo yardu miskabel bifnim karina bevechayav and alav bachotz kelat v'yomar. We'll say, so we're going to see, by the way, that in order for a karban to be subject to the laws of shchutei chutz, of the prohibition of shedding it outside, it has to be technically a karban which would be fit to be offered up inside. In other words, if it's pasul on the inside already, then there is no biblical prohibition to offer it up on the outside. However, with one important caveat, if you have a karban avosei which is pasul to be offered up on the inside, remember we spoke about the idea that certain karbanos, even though they are pasul, im alu lo yeridu. If you did inadvertently put it on the mizbeach, then what? You do not take it down. Such a karban like that, that is subject to the law of im alu lo yardu, ultimately, again, is subject to the laws of shchutei chutz. That's what it means. Vechar kachim psulin shaya pisulim bakodesh. So we'll say if you have a karban that is now pasul, it's not to be offered up, but pisulim bakodesh, it had some type of a validating event that happened inside the Beis HaMikdash, which then means that if you did inadvertently put it on the mizbeach, you could leave it there. If you offered that karban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, one would be chayiv. Dekrivan b'chutz, and you offered up these karbanos outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv. One is chayiv. Last in the Mishnah, hama'ale kizayis min ha'ola u'min ha'imurin b'chutz chayiv. We'll say if one offers up a kizayis. Now remember, we saw this already yesterday or 2 days ago, that halacha l'maisa, in order to be chayiv for shchutei chutz, you have to offer up at least a kizayis of sacrificial matter. I call it matter. Why? Because remember, again, there's a machlokes. Does it have to be meat? Can it be meat in the bone? Could it be the head of the yonah and the salt? So we'll call it sacrificial matter. Now what the Mishnah is introducing to me is as follows. That if I go ahead and I offer up a kizayis, but the kizayis is made up of the meat of the ola and a murin. I'll say a murin means sacrificial parts, so it has part of the flesh of the animal and sacrificial parts. One will be chayiv. Rashi says, "Hamale kizayis min ha'ola u'meimareh, chatzi zayis mizeh, v'chatzi zayis mizeh, chayiv, dekule kol." So we'll say in this case of the ola, we will see that the half a kizayis of the flesh and half a kizayis of the sacrificial parts that are normally burned on the mizbeach combined to form the shear for shchutei chutz. Beautiful. Tan Rabbanan, asher ya'ala. So we'll say, remember again, the Pasuk says, asher ya'ala. So remember, this is the section talking about the Pesukim over to shchutei chutz. So just to give you the context is, va'aleim tomar, ish mi beis yisrom en ager asher yagur besocham, asher ya'ala ola ozavach. Okay, if you offer up a karban, so the Gemara says, the Torah says, "Ve'al Pesach o'al moed lo yavienu laso so, v'nichras ha'isha hu me'amav." So we'll say, offering up a karban outside of the Beis Hamikdash carries with it a penalty of kares. A penalty of kares. So the Pasuk says, "Asher ya'ala." What does that come to include in the prohibition of shchutei chutz? So the Gemara says, "Ola, asher ya'ala, ola ozavach." So we'll say, the Pasuk says, if you offer up an ola or a zevach outside of the Beis HaMikdash, only ela ola. So we'll say, I only know that a ola is subject to the laws of shchutei chutz. So the Gemara says, minayin the rabos emure asham. How do I know to include the sacrificial parts of an asham? Emure chatos, the sacrificial parts of a chatos. Emure kodshe kadoshim, sacrificial parts of kodshe kadoshim. Emure kodshim kalim, the sacrificial parts of kodshim kalim. How do I know? So we'll say, so the pasuk only comes out ola in the context of shchutei chutz. How do I know that the prohibition of shchutei chutz applies to all these other karbanos as well? Talmud lomar zavach. Therefore, the Gemara says, the pasuk says, "Asher yale ola o zavach." Ola is ola, and zavach abosai is any other type of sacrificial item. Zavach. So I says the Gemara, "Minayin the rabos." So now I understand that all animal offerings are subject to the laws of shchutei chutz. What about minayim l'rabos? We'll say, what about non-animal sacrificial items? For example, minayim l'rabos akometz. We'll say, how do I know that the kometz, which is the three fingerfuls of flour, is also subject to shchutei chutz? In other words, cannot be offered up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Levona, we'll say, that's the frankincense. Kitoras, incense. Minchas Kohanim or Minchas Kohen Mashiach. We'll say the Minchas Kohanim. Remember again, the Mincha of a Kohen is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. It is not eaten by the Kohanim. Minchas Kohen Mashiach. So I'll say ultimately again, that's the special carbon that is brought by the Kohen Gadol every single day. Minchas Kohen Mashiach. V'aminaseich Shloshes Lugin Yayin. Or Rabbi say, if one were to go ahead and pour 3 lugin of wine as a wine libation, now Rashi just points out over here that Shloshes Lugin Yayin Rashi's Shehu Pachos Shebin Esachim. So apparently, the smallest wine libation is made up of 3 lugin of wine. O Shloshes Lugin Mayim. Or Rabbi say, ultimately again, 3 lugin of water, which is the amount of water used for what? For Nisoch HaMayim on Sukkis, like Rashi says. Shloshes lugin mayim rashis bechag kamar ubemukdashin lechag shin halos chutz nohagis bechulin. Fine. So now what the Gemara asks is, from the word zavach, I understand that the prohibition of shchutei chutz applies to all what we'll call animal karbanos. We'll say, what about non-animal sacrifices? So how do I know that the prohibition of shchutei chutz applies to these items as well? Tamad lomar ve'al pesach o'al moed lo yivienu. We'll say, therefore, the pasuk says, and to the entranceway of the Oel Moed, he has not brought it. What do we learn from here? Kol haba lepesach Oel Moed, chayavin alav b'chutz. We'll say, anything that is technically brought, ultimately, again, to the entranceway of the Oel Moed, in other words, anything that is supposed to be done inside the Beis HaMikdash, if you do it outside, you will be chayiv. Ve'im li'ela kachim k'sherim. So we'll say, furthermore, I only know that halacha lemaisa, this applies to sacrificial items which are kosher. Minayin l'rabos psulin. We'll say, from where do I know that it even applies ultimately again to a sacrificial item which is pasul? Now look at Rashi for just a moment. And we'll say, now what does this mean? This goes against what we just said before. We just said before that something is only subject to the prohibition of shchutei chutz, if what? If it could be offered up outside. What does it mean that even if it's puzzled, it's subject to shchutei chutz? So again, look at Rashi. Minayim l'rabos psulin, hanachtim alu lo yerdu. So we'll say, what this means is as follows. And we say that psulin are subject to shchutei chutz. What type of psulin? The type of psulin, ultimately, again, that even though they're puzzled, if they were to be offered up on the Mizbeach, they would not be taken down. So how do I know that even something like that, which is puzzled for, cannot be offered, but if it was put on the Mizbeach, you would not take it down. How do I know that such an object, or such an item, I should say, is subject to shchutei chutz? Minayim l'rabos psulin. Kigon, what are examples of this? Kigon, halon. I will say lon is a carbon that remains overnight. Hayotze, a carbon that is accidentally taken outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Tamei, a carbon that becomes right. Tamei, shenishchat chutz lizmano, a carbon that is extracted outside of its prescribed time, v'chutz limkomo, and outside of its prescribed place, v'shekiblo psulin, v'zarku esdamo, or kabbalah was done by someone who's pasul, and the blood was sprinkled, v'anitan l'mata, shenasna l'mala, or about saying offering whose blood is supposed to be sprinkled below the chutas sikra, below the red line, but was sprinkled above, or v'hanitan l'mala, shenasna l'mata, or a carbon whose blood was supposed to be placed above the red line, but was placed below the red line, or v'hani tanin b'chutz shenaslan bifnim, or the blood application is supposed to be done outside, but it was done inside, or v'hani tanin bifnim shenaslan b'chutz, or the blood application was done inside, supposed to be done outside, u'pesach, or a karban pesach v'chata shenaslan shelo lishman, right? Or ultimately, again, a karban pesach or a chatas, which was shechted shelo lishman, minayin. Bosei, how do I know that all of these items are subject to shchutei chutz? As I suppose, say, these are all examples of sacrificial items which are pasul. Now, the common denominator amongst all of these items is that even though they are pasul, if they were inadvertently put on the Mizbeach, what's the halacha? You leave them on. So how do I know that these items are also subject to the laws of Shchutei Chutz? Tamad Lomar, Lo yivienu lasos. So we'll say, therefore, the pasuk says, this is Val Pesach or Moed, lo yivienu lasos. If you did not bring it ultimately again to the Beis HaMikdash to be done, what are we dashing from there? Kolam eskabo bepesach o amoed chayavin alav b'chutz. But I'll say anything ultimately again, which could be accepted inside the Ohel Moed, you're a chayav for shechut echos. And therefore I will say, since these items technically could be accepted in the Ohel Moed, in other words, even though they are puzzle, im alu lo yerdu, therefore halacha l'maaseh, they are subject to the laws of shechut echos. And I will say, this is indeed how the Rambam paskins. So the Rambam says, this is only the first part of the halacha. We'll come back to the psul. But the Rambam says, this is in Hilchos Maaseh HaKarbonos Perek Yutes Halacha Beis. Eino chayiv ela al ha'alos dover haroi li'ishu l'mizbeach. So we'll say, you're only chayiv, this is actually an important principle. One is only chayiv for shchut echutz, for something that is fit for the fires and the mizbeach. Kigon. Ha'ola shenemar shayala ola ozavach. Ma'ola shiru'ya li'ishim af koshu li'ishim hu shechayiv ha'alos ha'bachut. So we'll say, only if something is technically fit for the Mizbeach is a subject of Shechut Echutz. Now, that teaches us two things. That teaches us, again, first of all, it applies to any type of carbon, right? That's number one. Number two, based on the phrase Val Pesach or Amoid, it teaches us anything that is done inside the Beis HaMikdash. And number three, I will say, what it teaches us is that even an item which at the end of the day is possible, if halacha l'maaseh alu lo yerdu, it also will be subject to the laws of shechut echutz. Good, weiter. So the Gemara says as follows: Hamalek kizayis minolos. Remember again, the Mishnah said that if you go ahead and you offer up a kizayis of the ola, but remember again, it's a half a kizayis of the meat of the carbon and a half a kizayis of the sacrificial part normally burned. So that's a hamalek kizayis mina ola min ha'imurin b'chutz chayiv. So the Gemara says, interesting that the Mishnah chooses Ola for this example. Ola ve'imureha in, shlama ve'imureha in lo. Also we can infer from this that what? This din. So we'll say, so remember, here, what do we know? What we know is that in order to be chayiv for shechut echutz, how much carbon do you have to offer outside of the Beis HaMikdash? A kizayis. The novelty of the Mishnah is that what? Is that that kizayis could be made up of different sacrificial parts. So for example, the Mishnah's case is I have a half a kizayis of the meat, the flesh of the ola, and a half a kizayis of the imurin. We'll say imurin are like the fats or whatever else is normally burnt up on the mizbeach as part of the carbon. So if I have a half a kizayis of meat, of flesh, and a half a kizayis of imurin, that comes together, that forms together, ultimately again, the kizayis, to make me chayiv for shechut echutz. So the Gemara points out an interesting idea. The Mishnah illustrates this with the example of Ola, which sounds like this applies to Ola, but might not apply to Shlamim. Ola ve'emurein, Shlamim ve'emurein lo. So why not? What would be the difference if you're about to say? So look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, Shlamim lo, ein b'sar mitztarif ve'emurein, lekizayis halos chutz, mishum debasar shlamim lav bar haktarohu, the lo karinan bay al pesach o al moed lo yivina. We'll say, listen to this. What's the chilik between a shlamim and a ola? We'll say a very simple distinction. Ola is totally burned on the mizbeach. Shlamim is not. The sacrificial parts of the shlamim are, but the meat is consumed. So what the Gemara is pointing out is something very interesting. That it could very well be that for purposes of shchut echutz, when it comes to an ola, so a half a kizayis ultimately again of, half a kizayis of the meat and a half a kizayis of the sacrificial parts can combine together. Why? Because they all share the same halacha, namely that what? They're all burned. Masha'inkein, as opposed to when it comes to shlamim rabosai, that perhaps a half a kizayis of meat and a half a kizayis of a murin cannot combine. Why not? Because they have two different halachos. The half a kizayis of meat is not subject to being burnt on the mizbeach. That because I is ultimately again of the imurin is. So that's what the Gemara suggests over here. Ola ve'emurein, shlamim ve'emurein lo, tanino lahadatan rabban. And I will say we have a brisa that supports this idea. Ola ve'emureha mitstarfin lekizayis la'losan mechutz. We're saying ola, meaning its meat and its sacrificial parts, could combine to form a kizayis to make you chayiv for shechut echutz. Ulechayiv alen mishum pigol nosar v'tamei. And also again, could be mitzarif, because we also need a kizayis for these other things also, to make you chayv because of pigol, nosar, and tameh. So Gemara says, okay, Bishlam Ahalas Ola de Kalil in Shlamim Lo. So we say, I understand why this halacha, when it comes to Shchut Echutz, works by Ola but doesn't work by Shlamim. Because as we just said, I understand why half a kizayis of Shlamim meat cannot combine with the half a kizayis of Shlamim sacrificial parts to create the kizayis of Chiyah for Shchut Echutz. Why? Because each of those half kizayis by Shlamim have different halachos. I understand, therefore they can't combine. However, again, Ela Pigol, the Noser and Tameh, my timer. But also when it comes to Pigol, Noser and Tameh. So we'll say, why can't, and I will say, remember again, for all of these items, which you learned about extensively, Pigol, Noser and Tameh, so ultimately, why can't the two half kizaisim, half a kizais of meat, and half a kizais of sacrificial parts by the Shlamim, why can't that form together the kizais to make you chayiv for Pigol, Noser and Tameh? To which the Gemara says, Vahotanan, Kala Pigul and Nistarfi. And Rabbi Sayyid, we learned explicitly that when it comes to Pigul, Rabbi Sayyid, all different types of Pigul, right, can combine to form the Shir, the Chala Nosar Mitstarfin, and Rabbi Sayyid, all different types of Nosar also combines together to make you Chayiv. So why would we say that by Shlamim, a half a Kizais of Basar and a half a Kizais of Emurin would not combine together? Kasha Pigul, a Pigul, Kasha Nosar, and Nosar, Rabbi Sayyid, the fundamental Shaila. Pigul, Kasha, and Pigul, Kasha, and Nosar. To which the Gemara says, no, it's not a Kasha. Pigol a pigol okasha. We'll say it's not a contradiction. How so? Kan be pigol, kan be machshavas pigol. We'll say, look at Rashi, first wide line. Not the widest lines, but the intermediate wide lines. So it says the Gemara is two different cases. One is pigol, one is machshavas pigol. What does it mean? We'll say, look at Rashi. Hadik tani mitstarfim. When the Brisa said before that different kizaisim, half a kizais of this pigol and half a kizais of that pigol come together to form a kizais, that is ba'ochal pigol kamar, ulis chayiv chatos. So we'll say, inachinami, if you eat a half a kizayis of pigol from the meat, and a half a kizayis of the pigol from the sacrificial part of the shlamim, you will be chayiv for consumption of pigol. That is absolutely true. V'hadik tani ola in, I'm reading the rest of Rashi, v'hadik tani ola in, shlamim, lo, Rabbi Yossi, when the Braisa said that two half kizayisim do not combine by ola, but excuse me, do combine by ola, but don't apply by shlomim for pigol purposes. Lo b'machshavas pigol. I'm sorry. B'machshavas pigol. Shim shachat ozarak amanas lahakdir chatzi zayis basar ola. V'chatzi zayis meyumurin chut lizmano pigol. Ava b'shlomim chishev lechol o lahakdir chatzi zayis basar v'chatzi zayis meyumurin lo pigol. She'en machshavas achila b'niktarin ve'en machshavas haktar b'nechon. We'll say, this is actually so dramatically amazing. The Gemara just says, what's pigol? Pigol is when I have an erroneous mindset to go ahead and eat the carbon after its prescribed time. So we'll say, so watch this. What the Gemara is suggesting is as follows. Let's take shlamim for just a moment. If I eat a half a kizayis of pigol from the meat and a half a kizayis of pigol from the sacrificial parts, those two half kizayisim come together, they combine to form a kizayis of prohibited food stuff, right? And therefore, again, I will be chayiv. But listen to this. Let's say I have kavana. I have pigol kavana. What it means, let's say I have kavana to burn the meat 3 days from now. And I have that kavana for a half a piece of meat of the sacrificial part and a half a piece of meat of the consumption part. But say, so the problem when it comes to shlamim, the Gemara says, is because those two pieces of meat have different halachos. Because they have different halachos, one is to be bizbay shlamim, one is to be burned, one is to be consumed. Therefore what? The machshavas pigol is not mitzarif them. They do not combine. So when it comes to consumption, ein achinami a half a kizayis, right, of meat from a shlamim that is consumed, and half a kizayis from the imurin will actually combine in a state of consumption. When it comes to machshavas pigol, Abosai, the only way that machshavas pigol could be mitzarif is if the two pieces of meat, the two half kizayisim, that you have machshavas pigol on, have the same halacha. But if they have two different halachas, like in the case of shlamim, where one is going to be burned, one is going to be consumed, in that case, they do not combine. No sir, no sir, lokasha. But say similarly again, no sir. There's no contradiction in the cases of no sir. How so? Kan benosar, kan benosar, kan bishenisosru, achel nizrak adam. This is actually a very interesting case. One is talking about an actual case of no sir, and one is talking about a case of where there was no sir before the blood was sprinkled. Now, what does this mean? Take a quick look at this Rashi. You know, we'll say incredible Rashi. Kan benoser, kan b'shinosru, achlon izrak adam. Rashi is hodik tani mitstarfin, ba'ochal nosar kamar. Einachinara will say that when the Braisa said that even two kizesim from a shlamim, one of the meat and one of the sacrificial parts could combine, that's talking about when you're actually eating nosar. So if you're actually consuming nosar, so the two have kizesim, even though they come from different parts of the karban, one part which is consumed, one part which is burned, those could combine. Now watch this. Vadiktani ola in shlamim lo. But we'll say, when do we say that nosar does not combine by shlamim? So the Gemara says, "Bisheni sosru meibot usreifa kegon avdu abasar vaimur and kol din zrika." Listen to this. We'll say, talking about the following case. Let's say you lost some of the shlamim meat prior to zrika. You just lost it. V'neshtayer chati zayis mizeh v'chati zayis mizeh ba'ola dekula kolil. Have yezrikas dam zrika. So Moshe, listen to this case. In the case of an ola, some of the sacrificial meat was lost. And then what happens? They went ahead, so it was lost. They did the zrika. So Moshe, so the zrika works for that meat. In other words, we'll see what that means. The zrika, essentially, is a valid zrika. And the meat that was lost has the status of sacrificial meat. Da'ika achilas mizbeach, or krab yoshodar and beperktful yom, emein basar indam, v'cheivan de zrika hi, chayavan la mishum nosar. So we'll say, because you lost the kezayis of ola, or even two half kezayisim, but because ola meat has the same halacha, therefore the zrika is effective. We'll say, once the zrika is effective, then what? That means the meat is subject to the laws of nosar. Nosar only devolves upon the meat, or the ability to become nosar only devolves after zrika. However, in the sosru va'achal mimenu ki darminan dvarim shein chayel mishum pigol mishum nosar gon komer shachil esusavain b'choshkin dvarim shein chayel mishum pigol kagon basar ola avos shlom. So we'll say, so in the case of ola, where you lost the pieces of meat prior to zrika, then you did zrika, so the meat is subject to half kizayis, is subject to nosar. Why? Because ultimately, again, they share the same halacha. Avashlamim, listen to this. Avashlamim, ein chatzi zayis mibsaran, v'chatzi zayis mimarei mitztarfin, lios shir lizrok aleim es adam, delo achilas adam ika, v'lo achilas mizbeach ika. So we'll say, listen to this. However, in the case of shlamim, I will say, if you lost a half a kizayis ultimately of meat, and a half a kizayis of sacrificial parts, so we'll say, that now, in order to do zrika, you need to be able to have at least that a kizayis of sacrificial meat still in existence. If let's say the rest of the carbon is gone, but you have that half a kizayis of meat and half a kizayis of sacrificial part, that is not enough to do zrika on. Why not? Because those two half kizayisim have two fundamentally different identities. One is consumed, and ultimately, again, one is burned. Because of that, the halacha is, because of that, they are not mitztarif, therefore you don't have a kizayis of sacrificial meat, therefore if the rest of the carbon was lost, the existence of those who have kizayisim will not allow for zrika. Because zrika can't be done, therefore what? There's no chiv nosar. So the Gemara says, Kid Rabbi Umani, who's opinion is this? Back to the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshua, it's Rabbi Yoshua. Desan Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Kol Azvachim Shebatora, Shineshtayer Behem Kizayis Basar, because Rabbi Yoshua says as follows. There was a shechter a carbon. And what happens? The carcass of the animal gets lost. It gets lost. So Rabbi Yeshua says, as long as you have a kizayis of basar left on the base, u kizayis chelef, right? Actually, Rashi changes it to o kizayis chelef, right? A kizayis of, I'm sorry, either, right? Either a kizayis of basar or a kizayis of chelef. What's the halacha? Zorik es adam. So we'll say, so the halacha is actually an interesting halacha, that if for some reason your karban just is gone, as long as you have, Rabbi Yeshua, as long as you have a kizayis of meat or a kizayis of chilev, zorek es adam. That ultimately, again, allows you to go ahead and offer up the blood. Right? It allows you to do zrika. However, chati zayis basar, v'chati zayis chilev. Rabbi Yeshua, if you only have a half a kizayis of meat and a half a kizayis of chilev, so then what's the halacha? Ain't no zorek. Es adam. We'll say the halacha is you cannot sprinkle the blood. You can't do zrika. Now look at Rashi for just a moment. Actually, you don't have to look at Rashi. So, however, again, what's the exception to this rule? Uba'ola, chati zayis basar, b'chati zayis chelev zorik es adam. Meshekula kalil. And again, I just want to point out, this statement of Rabbi Yeshua is halacha lemaisa. And this is what we've been driving at this entire time. The Rabbi say, when it comes to an ola, however, if you do have a half a kizayis of blood and a half a kizayis of chelev, then what? We'll say, that is, those are mitzarif, those do combine. Why? Mipnei shekula kalil. Because the Rabbi say, when it comes to an ola, the entire animal has the same din, which is it is burnt on the Mizbeach. Because of that, hafik his eyes of the meat and hafik his eyes ultimately of the sacrificial imurin have the ability to come out. So we'll say, this is a very, very, very important halacha. So if I will say, again, remember, the way we started with this is because the Mishnah itself says that if you offered up, for Shechutei Chutz purposes, if you offered up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, a kizayis of the Ola and the Emur, which means a half a kizayis of the meat of the Ola, and a half a kizayis of the sacrificial parts, so we'll say, what's the halacha? The halacha is your chayiv. The Gemara said, that's interesting. It sounds like Dafka Ola, yes, Shlamim, no. To which the Gemara says, correct. Why the difference? Because I will say, when it comes to Ola, that the entire animal is subject to the same halacha, which is burning on the Mizbeach. So you can have a half a kizayis of the meat and a half a kizayis of the fat, so the sacrificial parts can combine to form a kizayis of Ola. Masha'in came by Shlamim, Rabbosai, where the meat has one din, i.e. consumption. The sacrificial parts have a different din, i.e. burning on the Mizbeach. They don't combine. The Gemara just says, this all stems from the din of Rabbi Yoshua. Because Rabbi Yoshua says, even before we get to Shechutei Chutz, this is a din in Zrika. An interesting halacha, which we're learning today, which is that if for some reason your carbon disappears, you don't have the animal anymore. As long as, Rabbi Yoshua, as long as you have a kizayis of sacrificial meat left, that enables you to do Zrika. We'll say, why is Zrika important? Because once you do Zrika, then what? You've satisfied your obligation. See, even though, again, I don't have the animal, I don't have the carcass, I can't eat it, but L'mayis, again, I want to be able to do Zrika. So when can you do Zrika? So Rabbi Yoshua says, as long as there is a kizayis of basar or of chelev. But if you have a half a kizayis of basar, half a kizayis of chelev, it's not nitzareif, except in the case of what? Except in the case of Ola. The Gemara says, U'mincha afilu kula kayemes lo yizrok. So we'll say, but by a mincha, even if all of it is intact, you can't do Zrika. To which the Gemara says, what? Mincha ma'avidite. What do you mean Zrika by mincha, I will say? Right? Again, Zrika is a din in animal offerings because there's blood. What kind of Zrika is there by mincha? Amra papa, minchas nesachim haba imazerach. What we're talking about, I will say, over here is a mincha offering that is brought together with an animal sacrifice. So we'll say, if you have the following case, let's say you have an animal sacrifice that has an accompanying mincha with it. The meat, the animal disappears. You have nothing left of the animal. It just disappears. But what is still intact? The carbon mincha, to which the Gemara says, that's fine, but that does not allow for the zrika of the blood. So I'll say, even so, you need at least the kizayis of the meat in order to be able to do the zrika. If the animal in its entirety disappears and all you have left is the mincha, that will not allow for zrika. Good. We'll say, that is indeed halacha l'maisa. Says the Mishnah, right there. Hakometz v'halavona v'aktora. So we'll say still more things. So kometz, which remember again is the three fingerfuls of the mincha, levona, the frankincense. We actually quoted this Mishnah before. Kitoras, incense, minchas kohanim, a mincha brought by Kohen Gadol, which is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, which is the daily mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Minchas nesachim. So we'll say, or the mincha of nesachim, shehikriv me'achos mehen, kizayis v'chutz. We'll say, if you offered up a kizayis of any of these items outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayif. The halacha is your chayif. So we'll say, what the Mishnah now is introducing me is to what? We already learned this in the Braisa before. What is introducing me to me? That the din of kizayis of Shechutei Chutz does not just apply to animal offerings, but applies to all types of sacrificial items. As well. Remember, common denominator amongst all these items just mentioned is what? Is what? They're not animals. They're not animals. Yet still subject to the laws of Shechutei Chutz, as long as you just go and offer up a kizayis. Rabbi Elazar poter, achi yakriv es kulon. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you're going to be poter until you offer it up in its entirety. So Rabbi Osai, what's the nekudas hamachlokis over here? The nekudas hamachlokis is it enough just to offer up a kizayis of these items? Or do we say that in order to be chayiv, you have to offer up the item in its entirety? Tanakama says, kizayis is enough. Just like other Shechutei Chutz, or this is not the case of Shechutei Chutz, but Ha'alos Chutz, offering up on the outside, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you have to offer up the item in its entirety, ultimately, to be Chayiv. The Kulon, Shekriv Bifnim, Vishavos, listen to this last case, and all of these items, Shekriv Bifnim, we'll say all of these items which were offered up inside the Beis HaMikdash, Vishir Mehen Kizayis, Vikriva Bachutz, Chayiv. Well, say, it's actually very interesting. Let's say in all of these cases, Rabbi Osei, where the item was properly offered up inside the Beis HaMikdash. But what? Shear mehen kezayis, but you left over a kezayis of the item, v'kriva b'chutz, and you went ahead and you offered it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv. So what's the novelty in this case? The novelty in this case is what? The korban was done appropriately. It was done inside the Beis HaMikdash. It was just a kezayis of sacrificial matter left over. You then went ahead and offered that up outside of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the halacha? Your chayiv. V'kulan shechas rekolshu, v'kriva b'chutz, pater. I would say in any of these cases, and again, we're going to define what all of this means. In any of these cases where the carbon became deficient, v'ekrivu b'chutz, and you offered it up outside of the Beis HaMikdash, pater. One will be pater. Hamakriv kachim ve'emurim b'chutz, pachayiv. If one goes and offers up kachim and emurim, so kachim I would say means the carbonos, emurim, the sacrificial parts, ultimately, again, will be chayiv. You look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, which is about three lines up from four lines up from four, the lines get wide. Rashi says, "Hamah like kachim ve'imurehen, shehikriv abasar va'imurin mechubarin bo chayim she'imurin." They will say, if you went ahead and you offered up the meat and the imurin connected together, one will be chayiv ultimately for offering up imurin. Fine. So let's see what all of this means. So turn around. I will say now we have a brisa. What does the brisa say? Hamakter kezayis. Actually, the shita mikubetis changes this to hamakter kezayis kitores b'chutz. Hamakter kezayis kitores b'chutz. If one goes and offers up a kezayis of kitores outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayiv. One is chayiv for that. However, chatzi pras bifnim pater. If one offered up, I will say what we call chatzi pras. Now, chatzi pras, if you look at Rashi, chatzi pras bifnim, lav dafka chatzi pras denaket, tuadin the kizayis, ela pochos mikashir hechsher mitzvasa nakat. So we'll say if one offered up a half a pras, let's assume for a moment, by the way, that what that means for our purposes is less than the requisite shear for kitoris. So if one offered up a half a pras is a measurement, a half a pras of kitoris inside the Beis HaMikdash, one will be pater. So we'll say two halachas over here. If you offer up a kizayis of kitoris outside of the Beis HaMikdash, you will be chayiv. A half a pras of kitoris inside the Beis HaMikdash, you will be pater. So Gemara says, now what is that? We're focusing on the second statement first. Kasaga daitcha, my pater. We'll say, what does that mean if I offer up a half a pras of kitoris inside the Beis HaMikdash, I am pater. My pater, pater zar. We'll say, what that sounds like over here is what? That if a non-Kohen offered up a half a pras of kitoris inside the Beis HaMikdash, he will be pater. We'll say, what does it mean he'll be pater? In other words, he won't be chayiv misa for offering up kitoris because he didn't offer up the right shear. So, amai, but why is that? Even if he didn't offer up the right shear, still, amai haktarihi. We'll say, at the end of the day, you have a case of a non-Kohen who went ahead and offered up kitoris. Just because it's not the requisite shear, he should still be chayiv for that. Amrav Zeimarav Chista, no, Amrav Yirmi Bar Abba Amrav, Abba Amrav, my potter, no, what does potter mean? Potter Tzibur. We'll say this is very interesting. What it means is that Tzibur is potter. We'll say, what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi. Fourth wide, third wide of the intermediate wide lines, my potter, potter Tzibur, the Yatzi Dechavasan, Tekizayis Hav Yahak Torah. Sure, let's listen to this. That even though ideally the halach is you're supposed to offer up a pras of kitoris, a larger measurement, if you offered up a half a pras, right, the tzibur fulfilled its obligation of kitoris. Why Rabbi say? Because a pras, a half a pras, is more than a kezayis, and apparently a kezayis is the minimum measurement ultimately for kitoris offering. Rabbi say, where do we see that a kezayis is the minimum measurement for kitoris offering? Where do we see that? Because of bachutz. Because what did the Brayis say in the beginning? Hamakdir kezayis bachutz chayiv. The Rebbe said, remember again, these are two sides of the same coin. Whatever you're going to be chayiv for doing outside of the Beis HaMikdash, usually means what? Usually means what? That's the amount of avod that's going to work inside the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, again, if halacha l'maisa, I'm going to be chayiv for offering up a kezayis of kitoris outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that must mean that what? That the minimum amount of kitoris necessary to fulfill my obligation inside the Beis HaMikdash is in fact a kezayis. Therefore, if the Kohen offers up a half a pras, which is less than the prescribed amount, but still more than a kezayis, the tzibur is pater, i.e. the tzibur has fulfilled its obligation of kitoris. So Rabbi Zera says, okay, I kashali ha kashali. The truth is, but that I have, if you're going to say this, I have the following question. Hadu amarav, Hadamarav Allah. So what's the say? Hadamarav, but Rav said Allah regarding this. Baha Afilu Rabbi Eliezer Modeh. Yet Rabbi say over here the Gemara says that even what? In this case, even Rabbi Eliezer will agree. So Gemara says, well, here's the problem. Daha Rabbi Eliezer, lav haktar ika amar. Rabbi say, remember again, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that halach lamaisa. You see, remember, the Tanakhama said that if you offer up a kezayis of kitaros outside of the basement, it should be chayiv. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, you're not going to be chayiv until when? What did Rabbi say in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer poter, achi yakriv es kulan. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you're not chayiv for a kezayis of kitaros outside of the basement, Ritosh. You will only be chayiv if you offer up the entire measure. So it seems to me Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you're only going to be chayiv ultimately for offering up the entire measure outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that means what? That means what? That inside the Beis HaMikdash, you should only discharge your Ketoros obligation of Hatar Bosai if you offer up the entire pras. But if you offer up a chatzi pras, or for that matter, you offer up a kizayis, you should not discharge your obligation inside the Beis HaMikdash. We'll say, look at Rashi in just a moment. Ba'afid Rabbi Eliezer Modeh, ba'af agap depalag b'mas nisin abachutz, modu lahai kind of first wide line of the widest lines, Lahai Tana Bahai Sefa, the Padre Tzibar. So we'll say even Rabbi Eliezer says, even Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah, that in order to be chayiv for offering it up achutz, you have to offer up the entire pras of Kitores. Yet we're saying over here that he agrees with the Tana of the Braisa, that what? That if the Tzibar just offered up a chatzi pras, that they would be chayiv. So how does that work? Rabba says, Baktara Dehechal the Kuli Amalo Pligi. So Rabbi says, okay, let's clarify what we're talking about. In the Haktorah, in the Ketores offering in Abosai, that was done every day inside the Beis HaMikdash, the general incense offering, that was done on the Mizbeach HaZav, the golden altar, inside the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees. No one argues. We'll say, now, what does it mean, no one argues? Look at Rashi. So, Amar Rabbi Haktorah Debehecho, Shebechol Yom Shalom Ne'emar Boshir, V'hai Prashir D'Rabbanonu, Mod Rabbi Eliezer, the Bekezayis Havi Aktara, the Chayiv Ala Bechutz, Ulohot Tzit Sivrei Dechavasam Bifnim. So we'll say, listen to this. So the Gemara says, everyone agrees in the case of the daily incense offering of Mosai. The Torah does not give a shear for that offering. The Rabbanon said, you have to offer up a pras. You have to offer up a pras. But everyone agrees that what? That Bidi Evet, if you just offered up a Kezayis, that you will be Yotzei the daily Ketores offering. Aye, so where's the machlokes? Ki pligi baktar debifnim. Dipnim. We'll say, where's the machlokes? The machlokes is on the Ketores offering of Yom Kippur, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Mar Sava, one opinion holds, say, when it comes to that incense offering, the Torah tells us how much incense do you have to offer? Milo chafnov. We'll say, milo chafnov means two handfuls. Two handfuls. So the Gemara says, Mar Sever Melo Chafnav Dafka. One opinion says, this is Rabbi Eliezer says, that what? Melo Chafnav means what? Rabbi Eliezer means you have to offer two handfuls, and if you will offer less than two handfuls, then what's the halacha? You're not Yotzei. Mar Sever Melo Chafnav Lo Dafka. And the other opinion says, no, Melo Chafnav, Rabbi Eliezer, is just the shear, that's the amount ideally you're supposed to offer, but even if you offered less than that, ultimately, again, you're still Yotzei. Amalei Abaye, Vaha Kik Siva Chuka. So Abai says it can't be Abosai, because the Torah, when it talks about the incense offering of Yom Kippur, which is done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it uses the word chukah. Abosai, chukah means an everlasting statute. Everlasting statute, Abosai, means that the details are explicit and must be adhered to as they are written, which means that if it says Melo Chafnav means what? Means what? Means Melo Chafnav. You have to bring two handfuls. Rather, Ela Amar Abai Baktara Bifnim Kuli Amalo Pligi. Rather, we'll say Abai is a little bit differently. Abai says when it comes to the offering of the incense inside the base, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim Yom Kippur, everyone agrees that what? You need the entire shear of Melo Chafnav, both handfuls. So Kipli, we'll say, so where do they argue? Kipli Gi Baktara Dechutz. We'll say what they ultimately argue on, we'll say, is the daily offering of Ketores, which is done, they call it Chutz. Chutz, we'll say, means outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Heichal by the golden altar. Mar Savar Yafinan Pnim Mechutz. So one opinion says that we learn out Pnim Mechutz. We learn out the inner offering from the outer offering. Umar Savar Lo Yafinan. And we'll say ultimately again, the other opinion says no, we do not learn them out one from the other. So this says the Gemara, I don't understand. Amar Rava Hashta Chutz Mechutz Lo Yafi Rabbanan. Pnim mechutz mi boy. So Rashi Rava says, I don't understand. If we don't learn out chutz mechutz, right? How can you say we learn out pnim mechutz? What does this mean? Mahi. This sign. Rava says, here we go. Yochal hamaale pachos mikizayis komets upachos mikizayis emurin. So I might have thought that if one offers up outside of the Beis Hamikdash a half of less than a kizayis of a komets, or less than a kizayis of a murin, or a menaseich pachos mishlosha lugiyayin, or you offer up, you do a libation of less than 3 lugin of wine, or pachos migimol lugin mayim, or less than 3 lugin of water. Yechayev, I would have thought it would be chayev. Tamud lomar laasos. Therefore, we'll say the pasuk says laasos ala sholin chayev. Ultimately, again, you are only chayav rabosai if you go ahead and you offer up outside of the base of Mikdash the full measure, but not if you offer up less than the full measure. I v'hafachos mishloshes lugin. This bukame zesim v'lo yafi rabbanon chutz mechutz. Rabosai, if you look at the case of shloshes lugin, there are certainly many kizesim in that shloshes lugin. Yet what? It is not enough. Ela amarava. Rather, Rabbi says, we'll say, what's the case where they argue? And we'll stop over here for today, but we'll pick up with this tomorrow. Kigon dekav inhu shnei chatzoi pras bimana. We'll say, the interesting case the Gemara wants to suggest that is the point of contention, is where they take two half prasin, right? Remember again, the full shear of Ketores is a pras of Ketores. The Gemara is suggesting, we'll say, that the Achlokes case is where you take two half pras measurements, and you place them in the same utensil. Top of Kuf Yud, Mar Savar Kvius Mana Milsihi, Umar Savar Lav Milsihi. We'll say one opinion says that the placement of the two half press measurements in one kli, the fact that they are in one kli, we'll say, what does that do? That unites the two half prasim into one pras. And the other opinion says no. Even though they're in the same kli, being in the same kli does not unite them as one pras measurement. But we'll say, look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, last Rashi on Kuf test, where this will stop. So we'll say, ultimately, again, the Mishnah is talking about a case where we're offering up the Ketores inside the Beis HaMikdash. The machlokes of the Mishnah says where you took the two half prasin and you put them in one kli. Top of Kuf Yud and Rashi. We'll finish with this. The kaser belazer kviyusa demana milsihi hoil v'nasal shnei chatzai pras bekli haktores heichal kavei mana v'ichaser kol shehu mifsal. Hilchach b'chutz lo mechayiv ad sheyakriv es kulo. V'rabbanan savri kviusa demana lav klumu. So we'll say, Rabbi Elazar will hold that placing the two half prasim in one utensil establishes them as one pras measurement, and the Rabbanan hold the kli does not unite. Rabbi Elazar will stop over here. We'll pick up the Beretz Hashem with this tomorrow. I'm going to do it.